This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We welcome on the phone probably the hardest working person in the Australian entertainment scene. He's been known by many names from Spidey to Andy G, but we know him and love him here as the one and only Osher Ginsberg. Osher, welcome to Joy.
It's so great to be back. How are you guys? All right?
We are fantastic. Look, before we get in talking about the new show coming to Channel 10, here at Joy, we wanted to congratulate you on the birth of your and Audrey's brand new son, Wolfgang. How's life going with the newborn?
Thank you so much. Things are good. Little Wolfie. Hang on, let me just ask, do you want me to birth him? Yeah, hang on. So I'm actually being given a baby right now. He's just been fed. And I'll tell you this, and you know this, the Terry Towling onesie.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest invention ever.
Oh, no, we all make fun of onesies, but, you know, we all should be wearing them all the time.
Oh, a warm baby in a Terry Towling onesie. Aww. Is one of the greatest things in the world. Sorry, I'm just sniffing its head right now.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say, the smell.
You're going to edit this out, but it's like snorting that. That's what I wanted but never got from everything I ever did.
Well, you know, we are so happy for you and Audrey. It's just fantastic. And how's the big sister going, handling having a new little brother?
She's great. She's got three brothers already from her dad.
Oh, yeah.
So she's no stranger to babies, but she and Wolfie are just, it's so wonderful to watch them together. And I think her and I have competitions to see how much of his head we can fit in their mouth, because you just want to eat them, you know?
You do. Yeah, but you do know once they get to two, you don't really want to do that.
That's fine. Look, I've been a stepdad for about, you know, 5.5 years now. So I've done the bedtime stories on. So the milestone we just passed was the first post-formal party, and everything was great. We got out of that soon, totally fine. She handled herself really, really well. So I've done that part of being a kid, and I'm doing that part of being a kid. But this is the first time I'm going from you know, zero, basically.
From zero. Oh, babies. It makes me all clucky.
I don't know how many. Have you got room for one more?
Well, I don't have any room, but my oldest daughter's now 30, and I'm trying to pressure her to make me a granddad. She basically said, if you say that to me again, Dad, I'm going to come through the phone and break your neck. So I've got to stop pressuring my children to have babies.
they'll have babies when they're ready. But just, you know, maybe do a bit of math on them, because I'm doing it. By the time this one is my eldest age, I'll be 60. So, you know, just let them know.
No, that's kind of scary. Nothing's worse than having to chase a 15-year-old when you can't even run yourself.
Well, that's the thing. You got to keep the pressure on to keep fit, mate. You got to keep moving. I've got to keep up with this one.
Well, that's true. Keeping fit. We weren't going to bring up your men's health cover from last year, but oh my God, Osh.
Well, I'm not quite that lean these days. I think I looked like that for about, maybe 36 hours. I think I was that lean. I don't know. You know, I found this all out. You know, I've been comparing myself to skinny people on Instagram for way too long, and then I found out, no. That's like 5 days of weird eating and strange amounts of water that you drink, and then certain stuff that has to happen on the morning. So the moment the photo shoot happens, you're at your most vascular, and then straight away you eat again, and then so you don't look like that the whole time.
No, but, well, look, you've got the memory, and you know, something for Audrey to look at when you're not around. That's all that matters.
Well, I've actually put on weight since then, but actual muscle weight, which is like the first time in my life, because once I learned how to do it, I've kind of kept going. But I'm just not that lean, because I do enjoy a larger portion.
Yeah.
Now let's get back to the business at hand and the new show coming to 10 called The Masked Singer. Now we've been seeing all the ads. Osher, please give us a lowdown on the show. What's it all about?
The show is so much fun. It's every other singing show I've done, your kid will probably remember when I did Australian Idol a long time ago. That was anonymous people trying to be famous, right?
Yeah.
This show is famous people trying to be anonymous. Okay, people that get, you know, when they're at the grocery store just trying to buy their, you know, their Lipton's tea or whatever, people taking sneaky photos of them on their phone and snapping them up to the Snapchat to go, look who's here getting their grocery. You know, these kind of people, they get pats on the way to dropping their kids at school. And so they get to put on these costumes and get on stage and just have the best time ever being in a room full of people with everyone staring at them but not knowing who they are. And they love it. It's so much fun. It's so silly. The costumes, though, The costumes are incredible. Our costume designer has won. He's won a Tony. He's won a BAFTA. He's won an Oscar. He designed the costumes for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Priscilla, Tim. Yeah, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's magnificent and a sweetheart, the best guy ever. Oh. And so, because I walk out, I get to wear masks quite a bit. And so he was, and you're like, you only really get one chance in life to have an Oscar winner say, here's the mask I want you to wear today. And you look at it and you'd be like, all right, this is my chance. I'm never going to get a chance to wear something this big again. I think at one point I walk out with a fish on my head.
Oh, but fantastic.
It was, you know, it was built for me by, you know, someone who's won a BAFTA, Oscar, and a Tony. So I'm like, oh, I will wear a fish on my head.
And don't forget, he dressed Cher, Miss Elliot. I mean, he's been around.
Perhaps. Yeah, he's a very, very talented man. It was so, and he designed all the costumes, and they're incredible, right? Some of them have animatronics. Some of them move. They've got, you know, it's so saucy. Some of them, there's the unicorn particularly, there's a bit of bondage going on with the unicorn. If you look closely, there's a bit of straps and buckles going on.
We can't wait to see them. We've got an alien, a dragon, and a prawn.
And let me tell you, the prawn is not shy with that claw of his. The amount of times he got me on the arse, I'm not even telling you. And that's the wildest thing, because I have gratefully been doing my job for quite a long time, about 20 years or so I've been in television. But I've met or interviewed a lot of people. And I'd be standing on stage next to somebody going, I probably know you. I've probably interviewed you. I've probably sat on your couch until you talked to me about your latest movie. And now you're standing next to me dressed as a giant wombat. There's no wombat, but, you know, and yeah. It was so weird because even I didn't know who they were.
So what's happened? We've got the 12 celebrities, and we've got some of them MTV winners, Logie winners, someone with an Order of an Australia as well.
Yes.
So they're going to sing, and at the end of it, one of them will leave. Is that correct? And then will unmask himself?
Every single show, a mask comes off.
Yep.
And it's amazing. When the masks finally come off, all our faces are, because they won't tell us either. So when the mask comes off, we are like, super, oh my goodness, it's been you the whole time.
So you're just a show. So we're not talking about like professional singers here. We're talking about people who are just, you know, out doing their daily jobs, famous, who might be able to sing on the side. Is that the premise?
All of them can sing, but not all of them are famous for being singers.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And what's interesting is the people who are singers, I don't know, sometimes they may change their voice. So you don't recognise who they are.
Yeah, well, I was convinced one of them was Rhonda Birchmore. As soon as I heard that wolf sing, I thought, oh, that's definitely Rhonda. I has to hear that. But then I thought, you little buggers at Channel 10 are probably swapping voices for the commercial just to spin me out. Yeah.
No, there's no swapping voices. That wolf ad that you saw, that's wolf doing wolf. And that's a really good guess, by the way. Every time you guess, you're either going to be right or wrong.
Well, correct. Yeah, that's correct. But look, Osha, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of these judges' panellists. I mean, we've got the wonderful, gorgeous, extremely talented Danny Minogue, as well as we've got Jackie O, who is now, let's say, a professional on air. But, I mean, how the hell did Yuzi get the seat?
I don't know, but he is fantastic. And I've got to tell you, watching Yuzi's dad dancing, we really stitched him up because the songs are great. Everyone gets in it. People get up and have a boogie. But we've stitched up Dave Hughes. He's dancing between Danny Minogue and Lindsay Lohan.
Correct. Like, the original mean girl herself.
Terrible comparison for him to stand there. But he's great. And honestly, working with Danny Minogue I've worked with some professional people in my life, but that woman is an absolute show business machine. She has weaponized stardom. She is incredible. Incredible to work with. So professional, so hardworking, so diligent, so prepared. Just the best.
The best. Look, I'm going to assume that Lindsay Lohan's a lot like my mother, that you need to tell her at least 2 hours before the show call for her to turn up on time.
I wouldn't know that. I got there way before everybody else because I do a different amount of rehearsals to everyone else. So all I know is that when it came time to go, everyone was ready to go.
Oh, well, good. That's good to hear. Now, look, let's go along. There's some rumours running wild at the moment that MTV is going to come to Channel 10 and that you might be taking over the host gig.
That's a great rumour.
Oh, well, you've already got 4 shows, you know, 2 podcasts. Do you have any time at all to be doing any more?
I've read all kinds of rumours. What have I read? I read a rumour the other day saying that Channel 10 was firing me and that Tim and Anna from season 1 of The Bachelor was taking over my job. And I read that and I'm like, I've just had a baby and bought a house to move us all into. I need a mortgage. I hope that's not real. If that happens, I'll take it because I'll need the work then.
No, that's true. Look, let's talk about, you know, The Bachelorette's coming up. How's my friend Angie going?
Angie is so good. She's
such a delight. And what was really lovely about having Angie is that because of who she is and that she's had a couple of years of honing her ability to just smash out one-liners really yep. well, she is so funny. And what's great is she doesn't suffer idiots at all.
Oh, good.
And she doesn't suffer any bullying. I watched at one point, I'm pretty sure it's going to make the show, at one point she marches in there and she goes, listen, if I hear any of you talking about that to each other, bang, bang, bang. It was hilarious. The first night that we did it, she's wearing heels. I think it might have been the first time in her life she ever wore heels.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, the look on her face when she finally got back into the Ugg boots at the end of the night was just utter relief, pure relief.
Well, I can't wait to watch it, but I'm so excited for this Masked Singer. I from the ads, it just looks so much fun. We'll all be up dancing on Monday night.
It's going to be the best. I'm so grateful that we get to do it. And it's the kind of show that, you know, you really can watch with the whole family. You really can. So get your eldest around.
Yep.
Get them over on Monday night for dinner and then pop the show on and see how they go.
Well, The Masked Singer premieres this Monday night at 7:30 on Channel 10. Osha, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Always good to talk to you. Have a great morning.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.